Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
WeatherTight Windows Studio. Woo! Unique opinions, compelling conversation, and the best in afternoon entertainment. Now, the conversation continues. It's time for It's Okay, It's Not Okay. Now, on Drew Garabo Live.
Welcome back to Drew Garabo Live. Keep things light and irreverent as much as humanly possible, but there is an undeniable sadness on a day where some psychopath, the words I have in my mind, I can't actually say on the radio, will go into an elementary school and kill 14 students and one teacher. Because that is now what we're hearing took place in Texas. There's really no more information other than that right now. I just saw a blurb from the Texas governor that they're waiting to find out what kind of gun he used, how he got it, why he did it. I think they believe that he killed his grandmother first.
Oh, man.
And they say that the whatever the hell happened started off of the elementary school campus. So how it ended up there, I don't know. We say very often that we're numb to it, you know?
Yeah.
I don't think you ever get numb to hearing that a kid went into an elementary school. And I don't mean the word kid. He was 18 years old, they're saying now. But a guy, a man, a monster, an evil piece of garbage, whatever terms we want to use, went into an elementary school and killed 14 kids and a teacher. It's there's nothing to say. There's no way to wrap your head around it. There's no way to make it make sense. There's no way. There's nothing. It's disgusting, and we're too used to seeing things like it in society. But when you hear it being these young kids, kicks a little different than.
It's always like that when it comes to kids.
Yeah.
It's on a whole different level, and it sucks, man. You said, there's no words.
Yeah, there's really not. There's not the obvious debates are there to be had and have them. I never really pretend like I know. I don't know. If what happens with this guy, if the gun is different, if the gun is not there, does he find a way? I don't know. I'm not going to pretend to know, and I'm not going to pretend to know right now. So that's all we know about that. If you have something you want to say about it, I will take your call. But we are going to dig into what we had planned for It's Okay, It's Not Okay today. And that stems around Chris Jericho, who is a professional wrestler, and he's local, but he also, he has a family, and he's got real life things that go on as well. And over the weekend, he shared this tweet about a family member, about his niece being bullied, and the general tone is that Hillsborough County Schools is not doing enough to protect his niece and students in general. He did appear on the Mike Calta show this morning, but right now I've got a clip from Fox 13 that kind of breaks down the situation a little bit for you if you're not familiar.
Chris Jericho tweeted out a disturbing video on social media. It shows his niece getting attacked while other kids stand around and watch. Now he's using his platform to call out bullying and how it could get that far. Fox 13's Brianna Arredondo is joining us now live in our newsroom. That video really is hard to watch, Brianna.
And Kelly, Chris Jericho says that his niece was on her way home from a Hillsborough County school when he says she was attacked. He says bullying shouldn't happen to his niece or any other child. This 11-second clip shows enough to capture anyone's attention. And when it reached Chris Jericho Sunday night,
couldn't believe what I was watching.
He was watching a student beat up his niece in an attack from last week. Jericho says the 12-year-old girl attends Mulrennan Middle School in Hillsborough County.
She still hasn't gone back to school yet.
He says she's the victim of a bully, so he reposted the video on Twitter.
And I knew that being Chris Jericho with the social media presence that I have, that I could maybe do something that might make a difference, which would be posted and say, let's talk about this.
He says he was bullied growing up and no child should go through that. He shared an update on his niece's injuries.
You know, the physical scarring, the black eye, the busted lip, that goes away in a few weeks, but the mental scarring, it lasts a long time, maybe forever.
Bullying can happen anywhere and anytime. Jericho says it could have been avoided.
And that's what we need to find out, how we can stop this earlier in the process than later when the damage has already been done. And when my sister-in-law told the school, they basically did nothing about it. And that's where I have a problem.
Hillsborough County Schools says this incident happened off school property. A spokesperson sent us a statement reading in part, there is much more to this story that we cannot share because of student privacy laws. As soon as this incident occurred, administrators immediately acted and discipline was handed down.
So it's a broad question, and I know a lot of people have a lot of different instances that they see unfold, and I really just want to open up the conversation. Is it okay or not okay to say that schools in general, based on your experiences, don't do enough to stop bullying and to protect kids from students? This is a thing that you hear so often, we told the school, and sometimes it seems as even like the one being bullied can at times end up being the bad guy, depending on the scenario. 727-579-1025, 1-800-771-1025. And I don't know how we don't hear more about parents just losing their mind. Like, so many people are losing their mind in so many different ways. I'm surprised, and obviously I'm not condoning this, but just knowing the mama bear, papa bear mentality of some parents, if you have had your kid getting their ass beat, embarrassed, whatever, you know, may be happening over a period of time, and the school's not doing anything about it, I'm surprised we don't see more videos of parents beating up on bullies. Because I don't know what you do if you send your kid away to school every day, they're being, you know, mentally tortured, physically beat up, and the school always, you know, is turning a blind eye. And I know that's not every school, and I know it's not every teacher, it's not every principal and official, but there is a theme, and I think it does happen. And of all people, Chris Jericho to start the conversation, I think it's good to be out there and start talking about it and make the school district, specifically in this situation Hillsborough County School District, look at themselves and go, are we doing enough to stop these kids from being bullied, that are being bullied?
I want to preface this by saying this might be a different jurisdiction, different legislature, whatever, but it's total BS that that school said, oh, well, it happened off of school property. There's nothing we can do about it. When time after time after time again, we've reported stories that a school has expelled a student because of something they shared on social media. They weren't on school property when they did it. They were just at their home, shared something that might be considered bullying, and they've gotten suspended. They've gotten expelled. They've gotten in trouble at school when they weren't even at school.
Yeah.
So how can one school say, okay, cool, because you shared something, you're going to be expelled. Yeah. But this school is going to say, hey, we literally have you on video beating this child up, and nothing we can do about it.
And I don't know. And, you know, maybe somebody can answer this question for us. Like, if states as a whole have a set guideline or a set of guidelines, like, this is how you deal with bullying. Because now you throw in social media too. And I mean, the video here is a straight up physical assault. So that's obviously one thing that will always be handled one way, but a certain way. But you start talking about social media, and I think that even adults can't grasp what probably being bullied on social media feels like. Because when you're young, the world seems huge already. And somebody posts something on social media, in your young teenage mind, it's not just, oh, some people that I know might see this. It's on the internet.
Right.
Everybody knows. Everybody sees me this way. And a lot of times that ends in tragedy. So 727-579-1025, 1-800-771-1025. Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. Who's this?
Hey, John, this is Thomas. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Thomas, what's going on today, man? How are you?
I'm doing all right. I think it's kind of ironic that this whole thing with Chris Jericho and this thing in Texas all came up on the same day, because a lot of, you know, preliminary studies have shown that kids that get bullied a whole lot end up doing maybe not such bad things like it's being done in Texas, but they end up going off the deep end at one point or another.
Yeah, and I do understand what you're saying without knowing more details. Obviously, I'm not even going to insinuate that that is even in the conversation, but I think the general thought that being bullied for years on end and not being protected probably drives people into the worst of worst mental health situations. And when you get there, that can end a bunch of different ways. So I do get what you're saying without being known that it has anything to do with it. I do believe that what you're saying is true, and that years of unchecked bullying probably has damage on people that, we don't even really grasp yet.
And I do think that it's okay to say that schools don't have enough resources to deal with this. I mean, how many schools in the area have 1, 2, maybe 3 resource officers and 2, 3, 4, 5,000 students?
Yeah, and you know, there's always everything. Not that everybody knows everybody in every school, and that I'm not even going to insinuate that teachers are sticking up for certain students or protecting certain students. But when you get in the dynamics of a school, there's a lot going on there. There's cross sections of family, friends, and relatives, and God knows who and what else when it comes to counselors and resource officers and everything. So I think depending on the school, there are so many things at play that I think what you ultimately need is a single set of guidelines for most or all schools to say, hey, this is how you deal with a bully. You don't get a gray area. It's not this. If it is determined that somebody has been bullying, then this is what happens, and then maybe you start seeing it being curbed a little bit if the punishment is enough to stop people from doing it.
Well, I know when I was in school many, many moons ago, in the principal's office, they had this thing on the wall. It said the Board of Education.
And it was,
if you went in there, yes, it was a board. And if you went in there with anything similar to this, oh, my goodness.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know where the bully, we could make a big pie chart, right, of all the reasons that bullying is and seems worse now. I don't know how big of a piece of the pie realistically it gets because we stopped paddling kids in school. Like, I don't know if that is a major contributor to why there's more bullying.
Bringing back corporal punishment is not the answer.
Yeah, I just feel like then you got a bunch of bullies getting their ass kicked, right, pissing them off
by more. Adults.
Yeah, by adults. And then it's just, you know, I don't.
Oh, they might learn them.
And I don't care who you are. I don't care the time. I don't care how you agree with it. Like, that guy says it was the Board of Education, and I don't have children, so let me spout my mouth off on it. There's never going to be a scenario, no matter what my kid did, where I'm going to be at peace with some other son of a bitch taking the Board of Education to my child. I mean, we can have a discussion. If you bop your kid, okay, maybe you think that's best. I don't really think so, but we'll have discussion.
Right.
Never is some other person taking a weapon to my child the thing that I think is best for my child.
And how many times have we heard that? Yeah, I would get in trouble, and the teacher or my friend's dad would whoop my ass, and I'd get home, and then my dad would whoop my ass, and then we'd go down the street, and that person would whoop my, like, and it was a community thing.
I don't know.
I don't want to go back there. No.
I think I've heard that you would get the choice. Like, they'd call you and be like, hey, Mr. Cardinal, how are you doing this afternoon? Are you free? Do you have 20 minutes to come down here and beat the hell out of your kid? Or would you like us to do it for you today, sir?
I'll let you guys in.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. Well, would you like to stay on the phone and hear us whooping his ass?
No, I've got a meeting. Thank you.
Okay. God bless. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. Who's this?
Hey, this is Paul.
Paul, what's on your mind, buddy?
Well, I'm calling in regards to this scenario that I got on the tail end of it. I guess some kid got beat up and bullied.
Yeah. It's the niece of a big star pro wrestler, Chris Jericho. He then tweeted it out. It's got all sorts of traction. It's on Fox 13. Chris was on with Mike Calta this morning. And really the theme is that the school isn't doing enough to stop it. So I am posing the question, okay or not okay, to say that schools aren't doing enough to stop bullying.
Well,
what do you say?
Well, I was terribly bullied as a small child, and I'm an old guy. This is going all the way back to the 70s, and my father taught me how to handle it, and guess what? It never happened again. I'm not condoning that this day and age at all, but back then, that's how we handled things.
Yeah.
I never got bullied again. It seems to me what works today is going for the legality and the litigious factor. If you go after the parent of the bully legally, and sue them, guess what? Now you've got a lot of money in play, and somebody's going to have to cough something up. I think that would make a lot of parents wise up to what their kid is up to at school.
Maybe. And you know, it's hard to throw a blanket over the whole deal because I'm sure, and thank you for the call, I'm sure you've got some situations where the parents are mortified and they want to do everything that they can to make sure that their kids don't bully and that it doesn't happen anymore. And then I know that there are the parents out there, not who are proud of it, but probably just don't care, or probably the worst of all, are so blind to the fact that their kid would or could or is a bully that they would cover for them and always feel the need to defend their child, even if they know they're a little hellion. So I don't know which of those is worse. And I don't know. I don't know if teaching your kid to whoop a bully's ass is, if that works. I don't know if suing the parents works. I do think that there's probably more of a, and I'm just pulling this out of my ass, to be honest with you, but I have a feeling there's more of a gang mentality when it comes to bullying now.
Oh, yeah.
Less of one bully on one kid, one big, because when I remember a bully, we had this kid named, what the hell was his name? Chad something. And he would bully me on the bus, and he was, and I was in kindergarten. He was like in fifth grade.
Right.
And he was just a big, ugly, brutal bully who just wanted to beat up on and be mean to people. And those people exist. But now I just think it's these cliques, it's these crews where it's almost as if they one up each other to see how mean they can be to others. And I don't know that you can ever get them to feel bad.
Right.
That's the thing, is something happened somewhere along the line where I think a lot of kids can't be driven to feel bad for their fellow classmates. It's always, it's what's next. It's what's going to make me more popular. It's what's going to get me clicks on social media. Feeling bad about something isn't something that registers for some.
Yeah, and it's definitely the mob mentality, because you nailed it perfectly. Back in the day, it was one, maybe two bullies.
Yeah.
And now with everything being on social media, it's, oh, look how cool I am. Look how fun I am.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to gang up. Oh, cool. Yeah, let's jump in. Let's do that. Oh,
well, and that's the thing. It's what is what people are willing to do to fit in. I think fitting in, you know, everybody had some. When I was in high school, it was JNCO jeans and it was Airwalks, and I didn't get those things. And maybe I was sad and I felt like I didn't fit in. But now I think that drive to fit in, fueled by social media and the effed up times that we live in, it's cranked up to a million. Oh. And I don't now, and this isn't every kid, but in some of these situations, it's not, I don't need the coolest jeans. It's, oh, well, I got to shove this dude's face in the dirt, or I got to call this kid something or say something bad about his mom or beat his ass at the bus stop so that I fit in with his other group of demons over here, whatever it may be. And especially, you know, once it starts playing out on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook in the comments, it's just probably starts snowballing. Crazy late.
Oops.
Have to step aside for a moment. I see all of your calls. I want to take more of them. I've also got much lighter news about a whale shark sighting right in our own backyard, and a very interesting item coming to the
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.